This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. We got to talk to our man Brad Guzan. Maybe he can cheer us up. But right now it's tough because we lost out on another opportunity last night in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And specifically, Brad, thank you for joining us first and foremost, bro. I hope you're doing well. I want to start with your goalie eyes, your goaltending eyes, okay, and what Rocco Rios Novo wasn't seeing last night. Am I wrong to say this? Is this a wrong evaluation? Because I thought at least two goals were on him, and I'm just curious to know what you think he was looking at and what transpired.
Hey, what's happening? First and foremost, obviously, listen, always happy to join you guys. But, jumping straight into it. He'll go back and watch the game, watch the clips, sit down with the goalkeeping coach. I don't know exactly, his thought process, obviously, on the goals. Of course, when you concede four, it doesn't look great, especially in the manner that we conceded the goals. It seems to have been happening quite a bit throughout the year. Before I was injured, I was certainly guilty of it. But just conceding soft goals, and we need to be able to cut that out if we want to give ourselves any sort of chance, moving forward, finishing towards the regular finish of the regular season and hopefully into the playoffs.
I know that we got no margin for error, Brad, just six matches left, and we got to play these guys again back here in Mercedes-Benz. Philadelphia, really, I mean, I know that we've kind of built it through a combination of, good roster moves from South America. They've kind of have, their own pipeline from, local talent as well. But, man, they are a machine. How impressed are you with that machine?
No, for sure. Listen, I know their coach really well, Jim Curtin. In what he's been able to do there has been fantastic, not only for them, but for the league as well, in terms of creating a team that they all understand what the roles and responsibilities are. And when you do that, you certainly they've been able to reap those rewards. And certainly something that we're obviously trying to get to in terms of winning games, but not only winning games, but doing that consistently and regularly, I think is certainly has opened a lot of people's eyes to what they're doing up there in Philadelphia.
All right, how can I say this?
We miss you.
Yeah, we miss you, Brad.
We miss you, dude.
Stupid Achilles.
How can I say this, man? We miss you. Come back.
I don't need a fully recovered Achilles, right? I could go out there with parts of it,
I mean, can't they put you put a coaster like car like on a sleeper sofa? We can move you around.
It's one wheel.
I'll be out there with a crutch.
All right. So how much of this, because you're not playing, come on, I'm not trying to get you fined. How much of this is the ref's fault last night? Was it bad officiating in your opinion?
Listen, I mean, it certainly, I mean, I got to be careful here, right?
Come on.
I mean, listen, before we go in and start pointing fingers elsewhere, we need to look in the mirror and we need to acknowledge, it's not good enough from us in terms of, a 90-minute complete performance. It's not good enough. And so, yeah, we can look at the referees. We can look at different outside obstacles, if you will. But at the end of the day, it's the guys in the locker room. It's this group that is we're either going to get over that line and get into the playoffs or we're not. And it's Like I said, we can't sit there and start pointing and making excuses about this and that. We need to be honest with ourselves, and at the minute, it's not good enough over the course of 90 minutes.
It's Brad Guzan, guys. He's big. He's bald. He's
up.
Well, he's on the sideline right now. But anyway, he's with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Look, you know, we bleed for this team. We love them. It's just, you know, it's the injuries. And I don't know how much you followed the Falcons in your time here, but 18, we were decimated with injuries. Defense really couldn't field, you know, 11 guys each week. Are there some years you just got to sit there and go, look, the soccer gods just really stuck it to us?
I mean, it certainly feels that way, especially, you know, when you go back to, you know, what was it, the end of April and May, when it was like every week it just seemed that somebody else is going down with an injury. And it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just one long-term injury. It was long-term injury after long-term injury after long-term injury. And you start looking to the soccer god saying, what did we do? You know, how did we upset you so badly? What could we do to make this right? But like I said, it certainly hasn't been easy for not only the injured guys, but obviously the healthy guys, the coaching staff. But unfortunately, this is part of professional sports. And when you have a year like this in terms of the injuries, you've got to try and find ways. And at the minute, I think we're struggling to find those ways. But you try to find ways to try and overcome these little obstacles.
Do all the injured guys work out together? Can you give us an idea? I mean, are you rehabbing together? Is it individual? How does this work for you guys?
I tell you what, the vibes in the gym and in the treatment room from the injured guys is at an all time high. It's unbelievable how we keep each other going. You know, the atmosphere, the energy. You know, it's there. You know, we were all in there this morning, and we were all talking about how, you know, we're ready to go. You know, listen, we're not only ready to go now, we're ready to go come January, making sure that we're going to be putting things right and putting this year behind us, you know, when preseason starts. And so we're pushing each other to get back, make sure that obviously we're doing it in a smart way. But, yeah, we're in there keeping each other going. And, you know, it's not always easy when you're injured. The bright side of our situation is the fact that there's probably four, five, six of us in there, to able to support each other, which is nice. And it's not just like a one-off guy that is in there by himself, because I tell you what, that mentally, that takes its toll as well.
You know, Brad, you talk about the other guys, and I think one of the biggest ones this year, we didn't know him as well as, you know, guys have been here for a minute, but Ozzie Alonso. You know, we're trying to find a guy to be Nagbe. And unfortunately, he's on a one-year deal with us, and you see him in there working on his rehab for his ACL. You're not making the GM decisions, but maybe we'll bring him back. And is that still something we're needing? We've never really found a replacement for Darlington Nagbe.
Did you not see the video a couple weeks ago when everyone thought I was going to announce that I was either retiring or become president? of course I could be making, you know, all these decisions, right? Listen, obviously Ozzy is an established veteran in this league. He's an established player, knows how to win, knows what it takes to win. And I think, you know, he's certainly at the top of the list when you look at players that we've missed throughout the year. He's a guy that, you know, not only because of his position and being in the middle of the field, but he's a guy, like I said, he knows what it takes to be successful in this league. We have missed him massively. And so to be able to get a glimpse and a taste of having him fit at the beginning of the year to then losing him for the rest of the year, I mean, listen, my vote would certainly be to bring him back. He's a guy that not only has the respect of course, the injured group of players, but everybody in the locker room. He's such a good guy, both on and off the field. And like I said, he's a winner. And you know, you need when you have a locker room, you need guys that are winners. And he's certainly one of them.
All right, on a personal level, last thing for me, it's Brad Guzan joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As fans, I think we just assume, because you guys have all the best equipment and all the technology, that this recovery stuff is easy. Take me through your day. Take me through what it is to recover from an Achilles.
I mean, listen, right now, I'll give you the in-depth day, right? Okay. Not the deload day or not the easy day.
Okay.
If you will.
Yes.
But no, I'm at the training facility. The first thing I'm getting, you know, whether it's like massage or manipulation on my ankle, on the Achilles, and then into, you know, the hot tub to warm it up kind of on the outside. But then there's an extensive warm-up period that can go from anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. And then from there, it's more exercises, a lot of calf raises. I've never done so many calf raises in my entire life combined than I have in the last 4.5 months. So I'm doing, you know, physical therapy exercises to strengthen the Achilles, strengthen my calf. And then it's outside to do some... before the outside part, then it's some running on the treadmill. I'm now running, which is very nice, to put myself into a mental state, which is good to be doing that. But then I'm outside and, doing more exercises outside with our physio and our trainer. And then to cap it off, I'm doing a bit of goalkeeping as well outside with the goalkeeping coach.
So you're actually doing the goalkeeping trainings right now.
I wouldn't say the goalkeeping trainings. My goalkeeping trainings are modified to where I'm at in my recovery process.
Okay.
But I'm outside. I'm taking volleys. I'm hand-eye coordination. I'm doing all this stuff to make sure that I'm not losing all the other aspects of goalkeeping. And like I said, my session is certainly modified to where I'm at in my recovery with a watchful eye from our physios as well as our strength coaches. So, but yeah, it's a good 3 to 4 hour morning. And yeah, by the end of it, I'm ready to put my foot up and relax.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.